That's Rex Latchford with another Day Page. Here are the headlines for this day. A Florida jury has convicted Michael Dunn of 3 counts of attempted murder for opening fire on a car of unarmed black teenagers during an argument over loud music at a gas station in Jacksonville, Florida. But the jury deadlocked on the charge of first-degree murder in the death of 17-year-old Jordan Davis, causing the judge to declare a mistrial on that count. After shooting Davis, Dunn, who is white, fled the scene, went to a hotel with his fiancée, and ordered pizza. He never called the police. The second round of peace talks aimed at resolving Syrian conflict has also ended in deadlock in Geneva. UN Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi apologized to the Syrian people. In Bahrain, human rights activist Zainab Al-Khawaja, forgive my pronunciation, has been released after nearly a year behind bars. Her release came on the heels of rallies marking the 3rd anniversary of the pro-democracy protests that began on February 14, 2011. Police in Switzerland say the co-pilot of an Ethiopian Airlines flight to Rome took control of the plane and landed it in Geneva earlier today in a bid to seek asylum. A new report based on leaks by Edward Snowden reveals the National Security Agency played a role in the monitoring of a U.S. law firm that represented the Indonesian government during trade disputes with the United States. According to the New York Times, the NSA's Australian counterpart told the NSA it was spying on trade talks between the United States and Indonesia, including potentially privileged communications between Indonesian officials and the U.S. law firm Mayer Brown. The document notes that the Australian agency has been able to continue to cover the talks, providing highly useful intelligence for interested U.S. customers. The report by James Risen and Laura Poitras bolsters claims by Snowden and others that the NSA and its allies conduct spying for economic gain. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Indonesia, where he has sought to downplay the reports of spying on Indonesian officials. On Sunday in Jakarta, Kerry urged Indonesia to take action against climate change, calling it perhaps the world's most fearsome weapon of mass destruction. A Pakistani anti-drone activist and journalist who was abducted from his home earlier this month says he was tortured while being kept blindfolded in a basement cell. Karim Khan went missing just before he was due to travel to Europe to speak out about U.S. drone strikes, one of which killed his brother and son in 2009. Appearances would seem to indicate U.S. involvement in Khan's abduction. A new report says the Obama administration is making plans to launch drone strikes from bases in Central Asia in case the United States is forced to withdraw from Afghanistan this year. In a blow to organized labor in the United States, Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee have voted against forming a union. 4 journalists who revealed the National Security Agency's vast web of spying have been awarded the 2013 George Polk Awards in Journalism. Glenn Greenwald, Laura Poitras, Ewan McCaskill of The Guardian, and Barton Gellman of The Washington Post were among the winners announced on Sunday. Even as the journalists who broke the stories based on Edward Snowden's leaks were awarded one of journalism's highest honors, a lawyer who represents Snowden was detained while going through customs at London's Heathrow Airport. Jessalyn Radack said she was subject to very hostile questioning about Snowden and her trips to Russia. Radack was also told she was on an inhibited persons list, a designation reportedly used by U.S. Department of Homeland Security to require further vetting of certain passengers. Or is that harassment? Well, that's it for this Day Page. Find the rest at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb and heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me next time for another Day Page.